Hi, everybody. This is Jeff Sundin with your Lindy Fishing Report for northern Minnesota's Leech Lake and Lake Winnebogosh area. It is Tuesday, January 8th, and we pretty much have wide open fishing right now for just about anybody that wants to go. All of the big lakes are really, really good ice conditions. Leech Lake, Lake Winnebogosh, Cass Lake, Bowstring Lake, Upper Red, everything in our neck of the woods has got access for big fish houses. If you've got a wheelhouse and you want to pull it on the ice, there's plowed roads available, and in a lot of places you don't even really need to worry about it because we've only got 3 or 4 inches of snow. Ice conditions are fantastic. There's anywhere between 14 to 18 inches of good solid ice. It's not making real fast right now because we've had a little warm up in our temperatures, but it's holding stable. And there's plenty enough to get around. I just paid a visit on the west side of Leech Lake yesterday. Walker Bay has got a lot of vehicles on it, and most of the guys are fishing the standard areas, the points, the deeper humps out there. In fact, you could say that maybe the traffic is a little heavy. A smart fisherman might want to get off and maybe cover some new ground. Now, I heard a report yesterday over on the west side of Leech, some of the better fishing has been shallower. Typical walleye bite this time of year, a lot of guys are concentrating on those deep points and the humps, but if you spend a little bit of time looking for inside pockets and small points on the shoreline break, find water in the 10 to 13 foot neighborhood, and there's been pretty good walleye action just at the very end of the day, about the last hour of daylight, 45 minutes. There's been a pretty good evening bite. And you can find some of these. Pine Point has got a nice plowed road. There's a plowed road going right on out of Walker. You can fish any of the major points. You can just take one look at your map, and you'll be able to spot plenty of good spots to fish out there. Digging with a rattling flyer or a darter will do just fine on those walleyes in that evening twilight period. If you can find some spots where you've got a point that comes out adjacent to a larger a weed flat or a sand flat, some kind of a feeding shelf, that'll tip the odds even in your favor a little bit more. And then, of course, those flats tend to be good places to pick up some nice jumbo perch along the way, which they have been catching jumbos in the narrows over there on Leech Lake, and some of the places up along Sucker Bay start from first duck all the way to second duck, those flats there, Pine Point, out around Goose Island. You'll be able to find small pockets of fish and easy travel to get back out there. Lake Winnebogosh is kind of the same story. There's a pretty good shoreline bite still going on there too, but most of the guys now are moving out onto the main bars and the humps, deeper spots. And there's access roads all around the lake. There's access to Third River, one over right at the dam at the Pines Resort. Lake Winnebogosh or High Banks Resort has got access road, and so does Denning's Resort. Now, Nodax, if you're staying at the resort, they've got a landing there. And further out west, there's another one. Bartles keeps open out of the west end by the West Winnie campground in that area. And they're catching walleyes anywhere. Now, there's quite a range here depending on which one of these flats you get onto. But the depth range is anything from 18 feet on down to about 28 feet. And, of course, the shoreline bite can be really shallow at times, anywhere between 6 and 10 feet for that. What I like to do is just kind of keep my eyes on my flasher throughout the day. Look for those spots where you see a lot of fish that come up and look but don't hit. And the place where you spot the most fish, go back and get set up on those for the evening bite. Now, over on some of the smaller lakes, Bowstring Lake, Sand Lake, some of these, they've got good access. You can get on them, too, and you've got combination fishing going on for walleyes and crappies. And in some of the deeper bays, you can pick up some sunfish right now. But I think the best sunfish action is still to come. Right now, crappies, especially on Bowstring, have been providing some action for folks. That fishing crappies in about 20 to 24 feet seems like a magic number. You want to find the deeper holes, but then don't get way out in the open part of them. kind of stay near where there's a structure, a sloppy flat that drops from 20 down to 24 and then tapers down in the deeper water will do you more good than to be just out over the deepest hole you can find. So keep that in mind. And any bait out there, no, I still got a prejudice. I love fishing with frosties. It's a good, reliable bait if you tie that on. The crappies always seem to go for it. But bugs, toads, you can drop on. Even the new ice what's it. There's a wide variety of things that you can catch these fish on. So far this year, we've done most of our fishing with wax worms. We haven't tipped too many jigs with minnows just yet, but I always have a few with me just in case. But keep that in the back of your mind. I think for the moment, still putting three or four wax worms onto a larger size. Now, a number four or even in some cases a number two frosty will do just fine on these crappies on these bigger lakes. They're big enough to be able to take that bait. I'm working on updating my fishing report right now, so if you want to stay up to date day by day, use the link right from Lindy's website. Go back and check my fishing report on JeffSundin.com. That'll get you some last-minute details, and always feel free to stay in touch. We'll be back with another update on Thursday. If you're thinking about heading this way for the weekend, it looks like you'll have great travel conditions, and barring some unforeseen circumstance, you can just about pick your favorite lake to go to. So if you're on your way up, good luck, and we'll talk to you later.